Assalamualaikum and welcome to the Contact Lens Podcast, an initiative by the NUS Muslim Society. Here we create short and honest episodes dedicated to make the unfamiliar familiar. Without further ado, let's get started.
Have you actually sat down and reflected about the significance of having a strong family ties? Or have you truly forgotten that having a family is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not everyone living on earth has a family. Today, we will be discussing some of the reasons why some of us have severed family ties and what can we do to rekindle this relationship.
So Nafa, do you know of anyone that do not have a good relationship with their family? And how common is it in our generation?
Yeah, mashallah. The question that you posed to me, I believe that I too am guilty of like prioritizing like other stuff instead of like family.
Motto.
So speaking of which,
okay, yes,
getting back to point.
Yes.
I feel that it's like a bonding, especially with the people of our age, with their families. I think this comes with a lot of factors. Some of the factors I can think of is that we just don't find it to be necessary to be bonded with your family. And I too am guilty of prioritizing school above like spending time with our family. So completing assignments, doing our research and whatnot. This time could be divided and being spent with our family members too. So I also feel that we don't see the immediate positive effect of spending time with family. And what we could have done, right, we could have blocked out time for family, be it going out or doing a special activity once a week with our family and loved ones. So, yeah, having a designated day to spend time with your family more than your friends. How about you, Imam? Do you actually prioritize your family?
Actually, alhamdulillah, I do try to prioritize my family. I think for myself, I do dedicate one day a week to spend time with family. Of course, we all have our own commitments and all priorities, but I feel because on the normal day-to-day basis, we are usually in school or doing something that we like, etc. So, I make a priority to go out with my family, even for a meal, for the day or half a day. I think that's very important. But in terms of knowing people who have severed ties with family members, I think I do know some of my friends who don't have a good relationship with parents or even their extended family members, to the point where it's actually difficult for them to communicate or be in the presence of them. I think it happens to majority of us to a certain extent. I mean, if you go to Hari Raya, people ask you certain questions. I mean, sometimes you like,
what kind of questions they ask you? If I can ask,
like, have you got a girlfriend? When you gonna get married? I think that kind of question, I think most of us can relate, especially at this age.
And we would also love to know what's your response on that question.
Find out more next time. Okay, next time. All right. So, Nafa, why do you think or why do you feel that it's a degeneration of family ties in this day and age?
Okay, my advice would be advice for myself as well. Practical reasons, right? Time is of essence. Students are tight for time. Right? We will prioritize time spent in school rather than home. Like, truth be told, we normally spend most of our time in school than at home. Therefore, seeing our loved ones less than we were to see our friends in school.
Yeah, parents say ni balik rumah, then come back home like hotel like that.
Hotel. Sometimes so I because you see parents right, some parents may be more understanding if they go through the same path as us.
Correct.
Like, for example, if they went through school, right? But yeah, like parents as we age, I think we will tend to sway towards our family and start to miss each other more. Yeah,
correct.
I think that hit me pretty hard when I sit in hall. Like during the time when I stayed in hall, I started to, you know, ponder, not being able to see my family for the duration of like Monday to Friday. Like only going back home on the weekends. It actually made me ponder and like maybe grateful to have like a family.
So when you're like NS 2.0.
NS 2.0. But the only difference is NS you go through everything together with bunkmates and everything, right?
Yeah.
But in hall you're actually technically you're alone.
Understand.
Making new friends, everything's all on your own initiative.
Mm.
So yes, practical reasons such as us prioritizing school than at home, because the truth is we spend majority of our time in school than at home. So we sometimes do not see a compelling reason why is it a must for us to spend time with our family. And we don't see the immediate benefits or rewards of spending time with our family.
Mm.
And objectively, we would want to spend time in school because we are primary students, right?
Yeah.
To seek knowledge.
Correct.
To seek ilmu. So there's a sense of like, and sometimes we may want to prioritize our friends over our family members because we see that we resonate well, better than them too. Because our parents are a different age.
Correct. Right? Correct.
And like for us, even though our age gap of, you want to share with the audience?
It's okay.
Of like a few years.
Yeah, correct.
We can still resonate, right?
Correct.
Because we are going through the same phase in time. So maybe that's the reason why we spend more time with our friends and our family members.
Correct.
So, and sometimes we also feel that, it is cooler to spend time with our families than with friends. Just like how it's being portrayed in social media. Yeah. Like your IG stories, so people will go out with your friends and then they share and post it. But if you rarely see people actually post themselves going out with their family and loved ones.
Mm.
So maybe that can be an immediate change and influence that I can think of. The reason why students of our age, we prioritize school and friends over the family members.
True. I think apart from practical reasons, also emotional and mental reasons.
Mm.
I believe later we will cover more. Through this podcast. So, us knowing about family and this topic, talking about rekindling family ties, what is actually the importance of family and keeping ties in Islam? I think there's a lot of people who know of certain verses or hadith that talk about this topic. However, we would like to just share what we have found and maybe you can benefit from all that we have researched.
Yeah, and this research doesn't take us so much time to come up with the research. Mm. And I think you guys have heard this before. I'll start off with the Silatul Rahim.
Yep.
So Silat Ar-Rahim. So Silatul Rahim is a highly valued deed in the list of good deeds. Silatul Rahim refers to the act of maintaining good family relationships, whether it is building them, upholding them, or beautifying them.
Mm.
It's also mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, worshipping Allah and associate nothing with Him, and to parents do good, and to relatives, orphans, the needy, the near neighbor, the neighbors farther away, the companion at your side, the traveler, and those whom your right hand possess. Indeed, Allah does not like those who are self-deluding and boastful.
Mm.
So it is from these verses, we know that it is important for us to maintain good relationships with those around us and to maintain respect towards them.
True.
It is also taught in Islam to respect the elders and treat them with respect and treat them well. Kindness or acts of kindness such as smiling and caring for your neighbors is so much emphasized in Islam. So that's the beauty of Islam. Like, right. It doesn't only teach you about, you know, what you can and must do, but what you should do to maintain good relationships with the people around you.
Mm.
So it doesn't, but it all starts with your family.
Correct. Yeah.
Neighbors also does not only mean the neighbors that live around you. Sometimes it can also mean the people who passerby, who just, you know, you see them for the first time and the only time you see. There's no harm in just, you know, sharing. I mean, doing good deed by smiling at them.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, Alpha, you shared about what's the importance of having a family and keeping ties. So, maybe you can share with all of us, what are the benefits of having a bonded family? Because definitely we want to have a better relationship with our family members or even our extended family. So, what are the benefits actually? So, why must we do it?
This question is something that, you know, we often wonder and not actually think about. Yeah, and I too am guilty. So, based on our research, the benefits of strong family relationships, Abu Huraira reported in Sunan At-Tirmidhi, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that learn your lineage to solidify your family ties. Indeed, keeping family ties causes love among the kinship, enriches the wealth, and increases the lifespan. So sometimes you might think, what are the benefits of having a bonded family in the akhirat?
Mm.
So a question to ask ourselves again.
Yeah,
true. Who wouldn't want to be with their loved ones in the hereafter?
Mm.
Right. Who are the people that you think about when you want to spend the rest of your life with in the akhirat?
Mm.
Will you find peace in the akhirat knowing that, you know, you are not together with your family members?
Yeah, family members somewhere else.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So having good ties with your family members will just make sure that, you know, there's always people who are praying for you, praying for your togetherness in a household. So what stays with you is your memory in akhirat, and you'll never forget the people that you met in the dunya.
Right.
So what more than the people whom you love and care ever so dearly?
Mm.
Your family members, right? The first thing that we do when we enter inshallah, when we enter Jannah inshallah, is to find our loved ones and our family members, our father, our parents, our siblings, our cousins.
Mm.
Right? Inshallah for you, your wife and your children.
Inshallah for you also.
Not forgetting our family members. Yes. When making dua. So, yes. I want to share a dua that we actually recite for our parents. So it goes like this: Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbi ighfirli wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yakumul hisab. So what it means: our Lord, forgive me, my parents, and the believers on the day of when the judgment will come to pass.
Mm.
Inshallah. So it's always taught in Islam for you to remember and always make dua for your parents so that you can see them in the hereafter.
Right.
And that's one of the sole reasons, right? The reason why our parents sent us to madrasa is also so that when they are no longer here in the dunya, we are still here to give them the doa.
Correct. Yes.
So we also make doa for our family members and also all the our Muslim brothers and sisters and inter-jannah, without hisab, inshallah. Isn't it assuring that there's to know that, you know, there's always someone to doa for us and remember us. So well, that's to me the beauty of being in a family, a close knit family, inshallah. Okay, so here's my turn to ask you a question.
Your turn.
So what does Islam share about severing ties with family?
I think before we share what Islam share about this topic, I'd like to share a story of Prophet Yusuf. So Prophet Yusuf, the brothers were actually jealous of him as they felt that the father is always favored him. So the brothers actually mistreated him and even wanted him to be killed and cast to another land. So he was thrown into a well and led him to become a slave and therefore separated from his father. But Prophet Yusuf actually made supplication and asked Allah for help. And after all of that, he still forgave his brothers and did not sever ties even with the mistreatment of these blood brothers. So can you imagine like being cast to one side even by your blood brothers, own family members. And still Prophet Yusuf said that, you know, it's okay, make supplications for them to open a heart. And from there, after a period of time, he forgave his brothers when they asked for forgiveness from him. So I think this story can really relate to all of us that even though you know, family members do not treat us the right way or do not treat us to the way we want to be treated, we still have to make dua and inshallah they will be you know, open in the future so that they can treat us better in the future. Yeah. So prohibition of severing ties, actually we were told that severing ties with our family is prohibited. Even if your parents are not Muslims, you still need to treat them with respect and with kindness. They are still our parents and we can only disobey them only if they ask us to worship another. So even then, we must be kind when we, you know, give our reasoning to not obey them in terms of worshipping another. Alright, so it's said by in Surah Muhammad, so would you perhaps, if you turn away, cause corruption on earth and sever your ties of relationship? Those who do so are the ones that Allah has cursed, so he deafened them and blinded their visions. Alright, so the Prophet, peace be upon him, also said, No one who severs the ties of kinship will enter paradise. Hadith Muslim. So many people are asked this question: how do I maintain family ties when the family doesn't even make an effort to keep ties with me? So what do we do about it? I think it's very logical in terms of having that thought. However, the issue has already been covered by Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and has already answered the question perfectly for us. So the beloved said, the person who perfectly maintains the ties of kinship is not the one who does it, because he gets recompensed by his relatives for being kind and good to him, but the one who truly maintains the bond of kinship is the one who persists in doing so, even though the latter has severed ties of kinship with him. So, Al-Bukhari. So, even when family members do not treat us well, we still have the obligation to do our best in keeping that ties as much as possible. Whatever they do with it, I think, is secondary. We can only control what we can control. So, we should do our best and strive to make the effort to keep the relationship going. Yeah.
Just like the quote goes, right? Kindness begets kindness.
Yeah, correct.
So when a person treats you with ill intentions or they harm you, you don't do it.
Yeah.
Because like you stop the cycle by showing kindness to the person.
Definitely it will take time and it will take some emotional intelligence. It's not easy, definitely. But we do our best to emulate what the Prophet has taught us. Okay. Yeah, correct.
From our episode, am I good enough?
Muslim. Yes. Okay.
Some people have trauma from their family members and that contributes to having severed ties. Why do you think that's the case?
There are many different reasons actually. So, some of these reasons come from our family or our friends actually told us that they don't have good relationship with our family or even for ourselves. So, one of them is a lack of empathy when communicating. So, for example, more specific comments about looks or educational status, especially when you meet your extended family, when you go out for gatherings, etc. So, some comments like this might not be very nice to say and it might hurt someone's feelings. So, with that, imagine if you go to a family gathering and every time they ask you the same question, so do you think you get annoyed?
Do you have a girlfriend?
Do you have a girlfriend? When are you going to marry? Huh? Why not? Haven't taken masters yet? Yeah. Kidding. But it gets pretty annoying to some people, and that's why people tend to stay away from certain family members, lah. Alright. So number two is mistreatment. So there can be different types of mistreatment. So there have been can be lack of appreciation of what has been done for the family. Let's say you are someone who is an elder who always takes care of the family members, yeah, or also the household. Sometimes when people don't appreciate for what you have done or even make a mess of the house after you very clean it, yeah, it's a bit, it can be quite tough. Maybe some of us are guilty.
Guilty. But that was us, hopefully 20 years ago. Or maybe now also.
20 years ago is baby book. Understand. True. Yeah, so mistreatment can be because of lack of appreciation, but also can be also from physical violence and abuse. So lack of emotional connection is also one, where sometimes we, because like you mentioned, the age gap is a bit different, we don't know what's going on with each other. So our parents maybe don't know how to interact with us or stay woke lah, so to speak, in terms of our lingo right now. Okay. And last one is maybe it's a lack of physical and emotional presence during difficult times. It might happen. Maybe potentially the parents not always there when you really need them, and because of that, we may feel that hey, if I can't rely on him or her at this point in time stage, what makes you think that I can rely on him or her in the next stages when the problem gets bigger and bigger and bigger? So maybe that's some of the reasons of people's traumas that people have when dealing with family members, for example.
Yeah. Before we get to the next question, actually, I was thinking of this, like when the difference in age gap also cause them to think that they are more superior than us, and we feel very inferior.
Correct.
Because they feel superior, we feel inferior to them. And the advice that they give. Sometimes parents, they just want best for the child. Yeah. And sometimes they just cannot understand, so they will feel that, hey, isn't this a problem that I, because they already went through. See, they are elders full of knowledge and wisdom. They went through a lot of hardships more than us, right? And all of this experience can't be bought with money. And we can only go through it but via time. So when every time they give inputs for the solutions of our problems, we find it difficult to accept the solutions, because we find that the solutions just to them is quite self-explanatory. It's quite easy.
Correct.
But to us, the one that's going through it is like facing more of a great extent and magnitude. To them, like, it's not a problem, right? It's something so small, but it's something very trivial. But to us, it's something of a larger magnitude and extent. So
maybe the solution is maybe not in line with what we are going through right now, in the current time, etc.
Especially when we are sad or we are upset, we want to hear.
You don't want to hear solution. You want to hear comfort and reassurance.
And we want them to be on our side.
Correct. Yes.
So we're all humans.
Yeah.
Whatever inputs they give, regardless how constructive the feedback can be, if it's not in line with whatever we want to hear,
correct.
We want to get in.
correct.
Right. So we must be accepting first. We cannot be biased in that sense.
We do our best. Yes.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, but truly too, our parents love us dearly and conditionally. They are the parents, they are the ones who, you know, gifted us with life. Mashallah. I mean, Allah gave us the life, but they are the ones who made
us. Okay, yeah.
My mom, they give birth to us.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
The compelling reason why they always go to work is because of us.
Correct.
What else? What other reasons can they go to work? Do you think our parents love to go to work? No, they are working for the children.
Yeah.
It's for our benefit. They care and love for us. That's why they work tirelessly. They wake up and they go to work. So, it's just sometimes you just have to accept. Okay, moving on. What can we do to improve family ties and rekindle civil ties?
Feel there are many different things that we can do. So number one is doing supplication and heavy attention to improve family ties. So it's said in Surah 25 verse 74, Allah grant us that our spouses and our offsprings be a joy to our eyes. I think that's very important, especially if you do not have a very good family relationship. I think first one is having awareness that you don't really have that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
And number two is putting that intention that, hey, I want to do something about it. Inshallah, Allah will help me and my family go through it. So having that intention is important. And reciting the dua that you mentioned just now, dua for parents, I think is very, very important also. So, my Lord, forgive my sins and the sins of my father and mother. Have mercy on them as they loved me when I was a kid. So we should do our best to be as good as possible to our parents and as much as possible. So the Prophet told us to be good to everyone. So shouldn't we actually start with our own family members and our parents? I think that really turned the switch for me. Maybe we can be so nice to everyone or our friends, you know, the cleaner also. Yeah. But if we're not nice to our parents, then what's
the point?
Yeah, what's the point? Correct.
It all starts from home.
Yes, from home.
From your home, then to the community.
Yeah, it's a basic building block. Family is a basic building block for the society. Correct. So that's the first one, doing supplications, having intention. Number two is to start communicating with family members. As much as we would like to acknowledge that it's not easy, especially if you really go through so much trauma, you don't want to talk to this person, you know, I just don't care. and he doesn't care or she doesn't care, I feel at some point, if you make the intention, inshallah, it will be better. And we can start with heart-to-heart talks and laying down your feelings and emotions. I think we need to be open and be honest as much as possible with ourselves and whoever is causing that trauma. Okay, number two is hopefully through this conversation, we can make amendments based on what has already been shared and show love and care based on how one wants to be treated and how they want to feel appreciated, okay, by the actions. So something to add is, of course, it will take time. Some people may not be very open to it at the start. Yes, maybe yes, your dad or your mom might not really be open to it. Like suddenly, hey, why you suddenly want to talk to me about these things? You know, we don't really talk.
Yeah.
But as long as we do our best and we put in the effort, you make an effort, then inshallah the rest.
Somewhere,
yeah,
right?
We just start somewhere. So inshallah, Allah will help us lah.
Inshallah.
Alright, so wrapping up, the following thing is to do activities together. So we can set aside time for our family members every week, every day to communicate with them and share about our day. Of course, it happens step by step. We can plan activities and do spiritual activities together, eating together, doing Jama'ah prayers. I think personally, I found this interesting concept of triangle of faith. I don't know if...
No, Illuminati, yeah?
No.
I almost saw you putting through the eyes.
Like that, brother. It's a triangle. So, need to draw the triangle.
Okay.
Okay, so I saw this online. So, what does it illustrate? So, just imagine a triangle, okay? And you and your family. For example, you are on the left-hand side or the bottom of the triangle. You can imagine.
Okay.
And then your family members on the right-hand side.
Right-hand side. Okay.
So then, at the top is Allah.
MashaAllah.
So when you do good deeds together, alright, you go towards Allah. So you can see, if you are starting at the bottom and you go move up towards Allah, you actually become closer to your family. So as you do more good deeds and go closer to Allah, inshallah, you and your family become closer together. I mean, that's for a religious aspect.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, good analogy, right? Yeah.
Visualize it.
You can visualize it.
Hopefully. Yeah. Humans, right? Humans, we need to solat, we need to eat.
Correct.
What's the harm of doing these activities with your family members? Why choose your friends over your family members?
True.
And these are the things that you will do, right, on a day-to-day basis. Like, why exclude your family members in this planning activity? So it doesn't require so much of an effort. Yeah, it's something that we will do on a day-to-day basis.
Of course, we take step by step, step by step, especially when there's already trauma involved, etc. Next up is finding external help or support from professionals. Let's say the trauma gets too difficult to overcome by yourself or even your friends around you, we can find help and support from professionals who are experts in their field to help us with our family issues. And lastly, I think it's very important, we can say that, oh, this trauma is because of my family or because of my parents, it's because my father treat me like that. But sometimes we forget, who are we to them? We are just a child and they're the parent. The question you ask yourself is, have they gone through training as a parent to become a parent? Or were they just like thrown into parenthood? But the main point that I want to bring across is having husnuzon as a child and being empathetic towards parents and how they treat you. So husnuzon is having a good impression of a person or situation, and in this case, benefit adult for our parents. I'm not saying we should just ignore whatever they have caused us in terms of different traumas. So of course, if it's something like physical or emotional abuse, then definitely something we need to address. However, I feel we need to have that thought at the back of my mind that, hey, actually nobody taught them on how to do parenthood or how to raise a child. They have to go through everything for themselves. As much as you want to be critical, we need to have that sense of understanding and know that it's tough to have this parenthood, or being a parent is difficult to have that kind of mentality, like, especially when you have never gotten prior training. So what we can do is we can make dua for things to be better. And in the end, inshallah, we're going to be parents one day. And we also like to have our children to give us that kind of benefit or doubt. But still, we have to communicate with whoever to rekindle that family tie. And of course, it doesn't mean that we should ignore and endure actions that are violent or abusive. Yeah, correct.
I think when it turns to violence and abusive, something...
Yeah, I think that's the line to draw.
Yeah.
When you become physically abusive.
So that's a bit of a stretch, lah.
Yeah, correct.
So we have to draw the line.
Correct.
But yeah, we have to host the ball.
Of course, it doesn't mean we should ignore and endure actions that are violent or abusive. I think that's where we draw the line, lah. So when it becomes violent, then we should ask for professional help, for example.
Sure. Thank you so much for your advice, Ingma.
So in conclusion, there will always be times where family causes us hurt or even trauma. Family ties cannot be taken granted of, and they may be severed due to multiple reasons. However, we should understand the importance of having strong family ties And that does not mean that we have to invalidate our feelings, but hope we can do something to improve and take the first step in rekindling those ties. I think Ihsan is very important to strive to have a better family relationship. So having the intention and doing supplication to open our hearts and our family to improve family ties, be it talking about emotional trauma or increasing bonding between family members through activities. So importantly is for us to have Ihsan and do our best to rectify the family situation as best as we can. So inshallah, we are given the patience to go through this, and may Allah make it easy for us and our families.
Ameen.
Alright.
With that, we've come to an end of this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting us. We hope that we've provided with you some context and you've learned as much as we have. If you like this episode, please follow us on
Spotify
and Instagram at contextlens.mp3 and share it with your family and friends. We also open to any questions, suggestions, or even your thoughts. Just drop us a DM on Instagram and we'll be happy to see things from your lens. With that, thank you, and till we meet again.
Assalamualaikum.